Here we are, back at my house. Rosie on the house. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE for you. And Jennifer, you've been taking a lot of calls. Those phones have been ringing.
Well, you know, this is supposed to be your happy place, but somehow this morning I've got two very angry callers.
Well, did you leave them happy?
Well, I just told them I'd pass it off to you. How's that?
Why do we always get in these situations when Romy's not here?
I don't know. But landscaper from Tucson, Pinal
yes.
County.
Yes.
Mad that y'all are talking about Bermuda grass and watering when the drought and lack of water. And
John Jay, didn't you tell her to let it die?
I did. I said, if you want to get me on my soapbox, let the summer lawn die. Quit worrying about it and plant a winter lawn.
So he wasn't listening.
We were just answering a question. I mean, you know, they want to talk about Bermuda grass. You know, we talk about it.
Okay. Pima County landscaper, mad at Rosie. Score one. What else?
Well, the second one was somebody from Flagstaff up by White Horse Lake, which I guess is west of, right?
Yeah.
He called and said, Jennifer, it's 90 degrees up here. Tell everybody to stay home. You know, they were all under heat warnings yesterday as well.
Yeah, yeah.
107 or something up high. But this was intended to be a bucket list, kind of in tune with what Arizona Highway said about where will you go when things are open.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of places closed due to fire, a lot of forests you can't get out in right now.
I can't blame him. If I lived in Williams, I'd be building roadblocks. I'd be putting up barricades. I don't blame him one bit. What was his name?
Roger.
That was Roger.
I bet the mayor of Williams has a different thoughts on it. Just saying. Merchants in Williams are probably like, whoa.
All right. Well, I promised that, you know, Rosie on the house was the only thing contagious was smiles and courage. But I guess we got a few people riled up already. Now, landscaping in Tucson and a local resident in Flagstaff. Let's see. We've got another call from Flagstaff on hold. Let's see if we can bring John into the conversation. Oh, but we can't. Yes, we can. Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning. Greetings from Flagstaff, where it's also going to be 90 degrees today.
Yeah, that's warm in Flagstaff, isn't it?
At 7,000
feet, 90
degrees.
Very hot up here. Yeah.
Well, what can we help you with this morning?
Well, everybody's welcome to come. J.R. Murray was just on our local radio the other day, and I've got some information about Snow Bowl for you.
Oh, great. Okay.
The Grand Canyon Express chairlift is open for tourists. You know, take a ride up and back. They say you can't get off at the top.
Okay.
You must get your tickets online, though, ahead of time.
Okay.
And, yes, the big chair up Agassiz is under construction, and they figure on having it open for the ski season,
yes.
If not for the leaf peepers that want to come up and see the leaves. And it will be a combination chairs and gondolas. So apparently they take them offline and put them online as they need them.
Nice. Well, I saw the webcam actual construction photos of the project, and boy, I always why couldn't I get that job?
Yeah,
up on the hill.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyhow, the other thing is, I was very happy to hear that you're not having good luck with your garden down there either.
Yeah,
I picked four green beans this morning, and that's about a bumper crop for a day's pick up here.
You're going to be on the Rosie diet.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, for sure.
Oh, man. Well, John, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call the show and share with us the update on the Snow Bowl. We were just saying we weren't sure if a summer ride was available or not. That's a great one-day jaunt.
It is.
Sure it is.
Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
Even if you can't get off on the top, it's still worth the ride. Bring your camera.
Yeah, for sure.
And binoculars.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
John, thanks a bunch. Good luck on the garden, baby.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Would you take four green beans over one okra?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, me too.
Okra's not my favorite.
Oh, I thought you were a big okra
fan. Oh, my dad.
Your dad?
One of, So they went on vacation one summer, and our whole job was to feed, make sure the horses and the, you know, everybody got livestock, got fed and watered, and the garden got tended to.
Okay, that's
well,
fair.
We tended to everything but the okra. I let that crap die.
Man, oh man, I need
there
when,
are,
when it gets cold. I need to whip you up a good chicken okra gumbo.
I will. It's okay in a gumbo or a soup, but just fried okra. You know, I'll eat it, but it's not. There's a lot of great vegetables. Yeah.
I even like it hot pickled in a hot vinegar.
Okay.
You know.
Well, a lot of good things hot pickled that are good.
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. All right. John helped us a little bit with some information on Snow Bowl and Flagstaff. Bruce, as a fifth generation Arizonan, are you going to, you don't have to give away any family secrets, but give away some of your favorite places to get out to.
Well, I would say for camping.
Don't say White Horse Lake. We already got chewed
up. Oh, yeah,
for that.
No.
I wouldn't go to White Horse Lake.
No, never.
I wouldn't
no.
go to White Horse Lake.
In the General Williams area, we'll say that then. But, yeah, south of Williams, you know, out towards the Sycamore Creek Wilderness, and it's just beautiful country up there. I've spent a lot of time over there over the years, going back to when I was a little kid. So that's one of my favorite places if you're just going to get out in the forest and camp. And another little area that's not as well known, perhaps, is down in southeastern Arizona, is the Portal area in the Chiricahuas. Just a beautiful little area. Go from high desert, come around the corner into Portal, and there's cottonwoods and oak trees and water in the creek.
Bird watching capital of Arizona.
Yeah. My parents ended up down there partially because of that, and it's just gorgeous up there. And you can get up into the Chiricahuas, and the temperature starts dropping, and it's beautiful.
And we ought to say this as we're encouraging people to think about places to get out to. If the place you're going to is located on a national forest, pull that National Forest website up and just verify, in fact, that it's open, because we have some pretty aggressive fire closures right now. So we may just be in the planning stages, but if you actually plan on getting out, get on, whatever. If you click on TontoNationalForest.com, the map comes up of the entire forest, and it's covered in red dots. And the red dots are all the places that are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So just do your research first. Yeah. But Portal's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Sycamore Canyon, rugged.
Yep.
You can get by yourself down there.
You can. it's a little rough down there. But, you know, you got to be in good hiking shape and have your good shoes on. And
Sycamore Canyon is so tough. I mean, at the Grand Canyon, the trails are pretty easy. And so you get to the bottom and you think, well, that was a nice little hike.
Mm-hmm. It's,
and then you got to turn
then
around.
Then you got to come back up. Oh.
Sycamore Canyon is so steep and rugged. It's hard going down.
It is. There's no...
And harder coming up.
Uh-huh. It doesn't lull you into a false sense of security like some of the canyon can.
Oh,
so.
Man. John Jay, third generation Arizona. What are some of y'all's family favorite little getaways?
Well, we've been fortunate enough to have a family place in Christopher Creek area. Sea Canyon of Christopher Creek is, I think, a little slice of heaven, and it's an hour and 48 minutes from my house.
That's what's nice.
And it's just hard to imagine, you know, that something like that can be that close. You know, having a place like that, we don't have to worry too much about crowds because there's only so many people that, you know, that have a place there that can go there. But it's pretty dear to my heart. One of my favorite camping trips, though, as a kid, was my folks took us all to Big Lake. And so three boys, mom and dad, in probably an 8 or 10 foot cab over camper.
There you go.
And it rained every day.
Of course it did.
And that cab over camper got smaller
my mom,
and smaller.
Yeah, my mom,
smaller.
I'm sure she's laughing right now thinking, oh, that was, for them, for us it was, you know, I mean, kid playing in the mud and catching, trying to catch. My dad showed us how to make a a trap for the little chipmunks, you know, with a fishing line and a stick and a box, and you put a cracker in. You know, that was just heaven. Camping, the White Mountains, you know, whether you're on the reservation or off the reservation, I think it's so unlike any other forest. It's wetter.
Yeah.
You know, greener. It's more Colorado-esque than probably anywhere else. So there's an allure to that. It's further to go and harder to get to, but there's some places in there.
That's what makes it. That's half the reason it's as good as it is.
And there's unfortunately a lot of places I like to go are on the reservation, and I don't think you can get on there and go now anyway.
They pretty well have it shut down.
Yeah.
It's pretty well shut down.
There are some little places in that, you know, Pachita Lake and Tonto Lake that are back in there by old Maverick, which was an old logging camp. Arizona used to have the claim that we'd have the hottest place on the planet in the summertime, and Maverick sometimes was the coldest place in the nation when there was a recording station there as well. So
Arizona. We've got another call on landscape irrigation stuff. Let's see if we can get to Brian calling from Central Phoenix and see if we can answer his question on landscaping, and then maybe try and find out maybe what some of his favorite places to go in Arizona are. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. What's your landscape question, my friend?
All right. So I've tried researching this on the internet, and I have no idea if anyone even can even understand what I'm talking about, but I figured you guys are the experts. So here we go. We've got flood irrigation, and it's basically Bermuda. And since we've had the property for the last couple of years, I've noticed these little white caps. I want to call them mushrooms, but they're definitely not mushrooms. But there's a couple dozen of them on this about 40 by 60 parcel area. And I thought they were mushrooms, but when you touch them, they poof, disintegrate into black powder.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what that is. Is it harmful? Is there a way to remove it? Is it, is it bad for the grass, bad for you to breathe, all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's certainly a fungus of some type. Calling it a mushroom is not incorrect. They probably are technically a mushroom. And there's, I don't know how many varieties of mushrooms. Whether they could be poisonous, I don't know. I'm not a microbiologist, and I haven't taken classes on what, you know, gathering mushrooms. But that poof of black is, you know, are the spores spreading. So every time you do that, you potentially spread that. So the best way to remove those, once you have the adult, you know, the mature stage of that, is to get a garbage bag and carefully take those and put them right into a garbage bag without disrupting them. Then we deal with the conditions that are causing it to grow there. So you very well might have what was an old tree that was decomposing under the ground. But, you know, mushrooms or fungus like warm, moist, wet, dark places. So try and dry it out would probably be your best bet. Use some soil sulfur if you have to, a fungicide. But usually by drying it out, maybe cutting the grass a little shorter. Get some air and some light down into that ground. And I know you got flood irrigation. You have to take it when it's available to take it. But if you can maybe reduce some of the canopy of the grass, might allow that space to dry out a little bit. Maybe get some sulfur, which is a natural fungicide, might take care of it. But be very careful handling it, as you don't just want to spread that any more than it's already spreading.
The mushroom itself.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Very good. John Jay, appreciate that. Brian, I hope that helps. Let's take a short break. We'll be back to Rosie on the House very quickly.